in this portion of the WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on North Ridgeville is brought to you by your North Ridgeville convenience Sunoco at Center Ridge and Barton Roads. They have everything from gasoline to complete meat, deli, and bakery departments as well. And our guest this time around is a legendary local, at least according to Carol Clear's book.
If he's in the book, he's legendary.
Now, you know when you get a school yearbook, you look in the back and see how many pictures you're in? Mayor Gillick is in seven different pages of this book, so you're quite a dominant force in here, I guess, as far as maybe not only a little bit about you, but as well as probably as a mayor, you're involved with a lot of things in the community.
I got my money's worth.
Yes, you did. Well, thanks, Mayor, for stopping in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
What are some of the issues that are facing people in North Ridgeville these days?
North Ridgeville is very busy, and we're growing. And with that comes a lot of different things. Of course, we're working on Center Ridge Road widening and Lehrer-Nagel Road widening, and funding is a challenge, and we have some options to look at. Flooding has become a big issue in the last couple of years. It's always been an issue in North Ridgeville. We're flat. But it seems to, with some weather changes, whatever reason, we've had some torrential rains. Last May, we had what they call a 500-year bit, which kind of brought it to a head. And we have some solutions for that, which, again, require funding. That's one of the big issues for most municipalities with the reduction in local government funds, doing away with the estate tax, a lot of other things. That funding is a challenge for all municipalities. But we continue. This year we will build in excess of 200 new homes. They just continue to thrive. A lot of new residents, which helps us balance our books to a certain extent. But then that adds pressure on your safety forces, so we continue to try to keep up with those demands. So there's a lot going on.
Let's talk about Center Ridge Road if we could.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that. We are on Center Ridge Road, and back in November, voters said no again to a bond issue, but both times it was very close. So where do things stand now, and what's next?
Well, the funding issues that were on the ballot were only for the actual construction. Everything else has been funded, land acquisition, engineering, things such as that. I was in a meeting yesterday afternoon with the demolition contractor, and they are starting this month with some incidental cleaning up, encroachments and so forth. January 5th, they'll start with replacing signs, and as properties are acquired and closed, they'll start coming down. And by June 15th, the demolition contract is to be concluded, which means all of those buildings will be gone. We continue to look at ways to fund it. We put on the property tax, which was defeated very closely both times, so people have said we don't want to pay more property taxes for this. Yet when I'm in the community, everything I hear says, well, you got to figure out a way to do this. So we're looking at some other options that we have out there, and I think probably within the next few weeks we'll be bringing some legislation to council to address that issue.
Here we are at the City Diner, and I imagine this is one stretch that would be included, correct?
Correct.
So how would the road look as we look out the window here? How would it be different under this plan?
Well, it's currently three lanes, one each way with center turning lane. We would go to five, two each way with a center turning lane. We're taking on average 2 feet on the north side and 39 feet on the south. So most of the, quote, widening will be towards the south. You will have a 6-foot sidewalk on the north side and a 10-foot multi-use purpose track on the south side. Through this particular area, the sewers are hit and miss, so we have decided to replace or complete the entire sanitary sewer system through this area, and then the entire water line will be replaced. Now, obviously, that kind of infrastructure is underground. You won't see it, but there's tremendous improvements being made in those areas as well as widening the road.
Major project. How long would it take?
It'll take two construction seasons. I don't know if they're going to do the east end or the west end first, but right around, I think, Rutt Road would be a dividing point, and we'll do one half 1 year, probably the calendar year 2017, because we go to bid October 2016, and then the second half in 2018.
That goes up to 83, or does that go to the North Ridgeville?
It goes
board?
From Stony Ridge to Learnagle is the defined area, which was chosen because of a safety study that ODOT did a few years ago that said that was one of the most unsafe areas in the county. So we picked that area. Now, as I said, that's the defined area, but you'll have to taper to merge the road in with the existing, so it actually go a little about 300-400 feet past Learnagle and Stony Ridge as it narrows down.
You mentioned the demolition. Any older historic buildings coming down?
There's none that are on what are landmark or on a historical landmark list. We get close to the Christian Church, our First Church Congregational Church, but it stays. Busher's Hardware Store is the total take. Rich Cleaners across the street, the BP, the Midtown Office Building, the other end, the Senor Coyote or the Donato's Building, and that's most of them. There's still a couple that are in question whether they can be gone around and saved or not, but those are the main ones.
Okay. You've also talked about Learnagle.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like part two of this, or maybe part of it. What's the future hold for that?
Learnagle continues also. It is scheduled right now to go to bid late next year. We are currently almost completed with the acquisition phase. There's no total takes there. We do need buildings. We do need some property right at the corner of Learnagle, Lorraine, and Cook, where we're going to totally redo that intersection. We need a little bit of Sheets's property. We have a lot of temporary easements, and most of them have been resolved. Now, funding is the big issue there. I could fund it out of my current street levy, but if we do that, then that's something else that we can't do with the street levy. It's another street that we can't pave or fix. So we're still looking at opportunities there. But I would call that my fallback position, is to just fund it out of our current street levy.
Does something like this, which you sort of talked about as a safety issue in certain ports, and obviously if people who've traveled these know that congestion can happen, once this road widening takes place, do you anticipate a spurt of economic development for people who may have thought, I could do something here, but the way the traffic is, it wouldn't work well, but once things are...
Absolutely, right. Bruce, that's a great point. Besides the fact that we have congestion and we need to widen the street for safety purposes, two of the big other elements that we often forget to discuss is one is stormwater management, which we have none on Center Ridge Road now. There's no gutters or detention ponds, which will be added, which will help with the flooding issue. Our long-range desire and expectation is that when the road is widened, you'll see economic development activity increase tremendously. We already have had discussions with businesses that said, you know, I would like to take the old Hollywood video site, but till you do something about the road, I'm not moving in there. And that's a national retailer that's looked at that. We've had others that said, you know, as soon as you do something with the road, we'd like to bring a bank here or something like that. So there's a lot of anticipation. We've also, seen it with hiring new employees and businesses talking to employees that They want to see the school redone, which is being done, and something done with the traffic, which makes the city overall more attractive. And I think in 3-4 years, when you have a new school campus and these two streets are widened, it'll be a totally different look to North Ridgeville. I don't know if attractive is the right word, but it will be more modern, more upscale, and more, you know, just a better community for it.
Is Center Ridge still the hub of business in the city, or is there other pockets that are developing around?
Lorraine Road is another pocket that is developing. You do see development along Center Ridge Road. Most of the new stuff is looking in the Lorraine Road area. EMH, University Hospital, owns property there that they are committed to building on. You've seen some recent development there with Taco Bell, Chipotle's, and others. The college, obviously. There is a large parcel that has gained access to Lorraine Road of about 90 acres that we've had some discussions with. So that's really a focus area up there. That's actually a destination area. You're so close to the Turnpike and 480. If you can get that access up out to Lorraine Road, where they can get in and out, it makes it really desirable. So we're seeing a lot up on Lorraine Road, but we do continue to see development along Center Ridge Road. There's a new Goddard School being built at the west end of the community. So there's still a lot going on.
We're talking with North Ridgeville Mayor Dave Gillick. And Mayor, how long have you been mayor now?
I'm in my 11th year, third term. Next year will be my last year, my third term. I do anticipate running again, as I mentioned to your salesman over there. I'm dedicated or committed to the Center Ridge Road Learnagle projects. I just think they are so crucial and critical to the city that I want to do everything I can to help see those to completion.
When you ran for the first time, how did it play out for you, you know, over the years now? Is it pretty much everything you thought it would be, or is it different? How does it shape up?
I think it's a lot what I thought it would be. You know, they say it's lonely at the top. You know, you get a lot of tough decisions you got to make. I'm fortunate that I've had two great safety service directors helping me, and I rely on our department heads to give me their advice and input. But every day is a new day, and it's something different. You do have some continuity with our efforts on widening these roads, which has been an objective since day one. But every day you get some new problem or some new project or some new goal that really keeps it interesting.
Our guest today has been Mayor Dave Gillick, from Mayor of North Ridgeville, as we continue with the WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on North Ridgeville. It's always good to talk with the mayor because we get details of things that are going on. Appreciate you stopping in this morning and sharing a part of your day with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.